Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today's episode is about barbecues and about German usage. Often my English husband asks me, what does this and that German word mean in English? And then it's sometimes really difficult to explain and depends on the context, and I'll give you some context for some barbecue vocabulary today. Stay tuned to find out more. Germans are renowned for their efficiency. We don't fart ass around, as my English husband would say. We get things done. The same is true for our language. Often, my husband asks something like, what's this word in English? This word being anything from Ausfahrt to Zollstock. Having got past the first obstacle, the initial reply any translator will offer, that is, it depends on the context, he is frequently surprised to find that there's not a clear-cut one-word English equivalent. Let's look at another example. Here's what a German may ask you these days. Hast du schon angegrillt? Angrillen. What a cool word. 9 letters. And what does it mean? It means to have the first barbecue of the year. Grillen means to barbecue, and an is a prefix, stating, in this particular context, that something is just beginning. Accordingly, abgrillen refers to the last barbecue of the year. So by changing one letter, you can change the meaning from first to last. Now that's what we call efficient. Some Germans take efficiency to a completely different level, though. I once saw a documentary on a bunch of guys who had a barbecue every single day of the year, eating outdoors even in the snow. Wir grillen am 1. Januar an und am 31. Dezember ab, they said. That's one whopper of a grill saison. In Cologne, like in many German cities, people like to meet friends in parks and have a barbie, an Australian abbreviation. Unlike in Australia and the USA, there are not many designated barbecue areas, let alone permanent barbecues for anyone's use. So we bring along our own little barbecues and coal. This type of public food preparation is not officially allowed, but most municipalities will tolerate it. In some very big parks or hiking areas, you may even stumble upon a Grillhütte, a wooden hut with a permanent barbecue inside. Those normally need to be officially rented from the local council, though. In the UK, most barbecuing is done in private gardens, as it's not allowed in parks. Next week, we'll come back to the epitome of Englishness. The Pommers Buddha says, every Ken likes a Barbie. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.